You know, I told you people, I guarantee you this fight wouldn't go the distance. I told you, I was going for the knockout, I was going straight ahead. And with going straight ahead, you're gonna take contact, I understand that. But, you know, after 21 years in the sport of boxing, you know, I had some great fights, I had some boring fights. But at the end of the day, I will be always remembered as a winner, you know, no matter how you win, as long as you win. And I knew how to, I know how to dissect my opponent. I know how to go out there and break them down and just stick to the game plan.
Hard to disagree. It is, I mean, honestly, Floyd Mayweather should be a boxing analyst. I mean, he knows it inside and out. And he just summed up exactly what he's been about for 50 professional bouts. And he's undefeated at 50-0. And he is a tactician. He is extremely good at what he does. And like he said, sometimes it's boring, sometimes it's entertaining. Bottom line is, I won all my fights. And he has, fair and square. He's won all his fights. And he won another one the other night. So we will talk about the super hyped, maybe overhyped event that took place on Saturday between McGregor and Mayweather. At least it lasted more than a few rounds, which I think pretty much everybody that knows anything about boxing knew it would last a while, because Mayweather doesn't go out to try to knock you out in the first round, because that's not his style, never has been. So for people that are shocked that the bout went more than a couple of rounds, you don't know anything about Mayweather, first of all, and you didn't probably watch any of his fights previously. Did McGregor go a little bit longer than I thought he would? Yeah, he went a few rounds longer than I thought. I predicted, I told a couple of friends of mine, we were doing predictions back and forth, and I said Mayweather in seven, knockout in the seventh. That was my prediction. I think Mayweather could have done that if he really wanted to. Mm-hmm. But he took his time. He was cautious but patient, and then aggressive when he had to be. And he got it done in the 10th round, and it lasted under 9.5 rounds. It didn't last 10 rounds. It got to the 10th round, and we'll talk about all that coming up. McGregor, certainly, you know, a respectable performance considering he never boxed before. Not bad, but we will cover all that coming up in just a little bit. But first, local sports, busy week. We got the Locker Room Chats debuting Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10. We'll talk to the football coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge Wednesday. Thursday, St. John's, Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hill, Sylvan, Lucas. Those are also available online, kdcountry94.com. You can listen online or right here on KDCountry94. And then high school football gets started on Friday. I'll run through the schedule here. It will be the Football Express at 5:40, brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, breaking down all the matchups from our area that night. Pregame at 6:30, 7 o'clock is kickoff. And Dusty will be in Tipton, St. John's Tipton, hosting Chase on Z96.3 The Lake. Chad will be in Downs, Pike Valley at Lakeside on KD Country 94. And those games can be heard as well online, kdcountry94.com. I'll be in Beloit for the Concordia-Beloit rivalry in the first football game under new head coach Brad Gober. And that game will be at 7 o'clock, and you can watch that one live video stream at ncksports.com. All right, Dusty. Other local sports information.
Yes, over the weekend, or on Friday, the St. John's Tipton volleyball team opened the season with a win over Osborne, sweeping a best-of-five match, 25-14, 25-21, and 25-19. So that got the volleyball season underway there Friday for our area. Volleyball continues today. Rock Hills and Pike Valley are taking on Tascket Triangular up in Scandia this evening. And JV action will start at 4. First varsity match is slated to start at 5 o'clock, and then they'll have another varsity at 6 and 7, and then finish with another JV match at 8 is the schedule and the plan there for tonight in Scandia. So that's what's going on today. Things will really pick up for volleyball tomorrow. Beloit opens their season at Russell. Lincoln is opening their season tomorrow. Southern Cloud, Sylvan Lucas, Thunder Ridge, and Smith Center, all from our areas, will open their seasons tomorrow. And St. John's, Tipton, and Rock Hills, and Natoma will be playing in Tipton as well tomorrow. So Lakeside, Pike Valley, and Osborne in Scandia tomorrow. So busy schedule tomorrow, but just the one match, or the one event today, with the Pike Valley Triangular up in Scandia here this afternoon and this evening. We'll talk with a couple more coaches this week on the sports ticket as we lead into more of what's going on with these fall sports. And then, as Wade said, all that football coverage will start Wednesday with Locker Room Chats. So we're looking forward to a busy but fun week here at KD Country 94 and Z96.3.
College football this weekend, KU, K-State in action. KU you can hear on Z96.3, The Lake. Pregame, I believe, is 5:30, kickoff at 6 against Southeast Missouri State.
Yep.
And K-State's got Central Arkansas. And Wendell Barnhouse will be with us from FanRag Sports. He used to work for the Big 12 Conference. He'll be with us to break down the Big 12 football race. He'll be with us tomorrow at about 9:30 on the sports ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill and Downs, to talk Big 12 football. Thursday, Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency in Beloit. He will be with us, and we will preview KU's season opener against Southeast Missouri State. Okay, over the weekend, the big thing that took place, you may have heard about it, it was a fight between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. And I'm going to start off with this. First of all, I want everybody to know I was cheering for Conor McGregor. All right? I wanted Conor McGregor to win. I never once for a split second before or during the match thought he would. But I was hoping he would land, even if it's a lucky punch, knock out Mayweather. I was all for it, okay? Mayweather, it's a fact. He beats women. He says, well, there's no pictures. No, the evidence is shown. You don't have pictures, yes, but there's evidence enough to where you pled guilty and served 90 days.
Pictures when you're by yourself.
Exactly.
It's you and her.
Yeah, there's no pictures. What, there's no live video like Ray Rice? So I don't respect Mayweather at all for what he does outside the ring in regards to that. But I do respect Mayweather for the way he fights and the way he promotes his fights. He's a very smart individual, as much as I hate to say that. He is. Having said all of that, this fight between McGregor and Mayweather went pretty much as many boxing pundits said it would. And I love when people put things on social media and they don't know what they're talking about. It's super sensational. And a lot, if you touch talk to any Joe Schmo, everybody's got an opinion from McGregor's going to knock him out, so Mayweather's going to knock him out in one round. And there's people that sensationalize, like Max Kellerman. Oh, McGregor's not going to land one punch. Come on, we know that's over-exaggeration, all right? We get it. That's to create attention to Max Kellerman, and Stephen A. Smith's rubbed off on him a little bit too much. Keep people watching. But the actual analyst that broke down this fight, Al Bernstein was one. We played cuts for him last week. Teddy Atlas is another one. I don't care what Stephen A. Smith says. I'm
not
worried about
boxing at all.
I'm worried. I want to hear from the boxing guys. I want to hear from the MMA guys. The MMA guys didn't think McGregor was going to win this fight. They didn't. Now, there were other MMA fighters that were hopefully hoping that he would win and thought he could, but there was no, I didn't see anybody from the MMA that is distinguished that has fought MMA in regards to an analyst, all right? A guy breaks it down on television or radio, whatever the case may be. There wasn't one that I saw that said McGregor was going to win this fight. They thought McGregor could last longer than some people thought, and they were right. So I value those opinions quite a bit. And so, first of all, a lot of people knew Mayweather would be patient. That's what he does. That's what he's done his entire career. He doesn't come out trying to knock you out in one round like Mike Tyson did. Floyd Mayweather is not Mike Tyson. Never has been, never will be. Floyd Mayweather is a tactician. And McGregor, we all knew, we said it on Friday, anybody that follows boxing at all knew that McGregor's really only chance to win this fight was to catch Mayweather early. First, second, maybe third round. Because as the fight went longer, conditioning was going to be a factor. Stamina was going to be a factor. And there was this talk about, well, McGregor's got this really strong punch, and Floyd hasn't seen anything like it. Well, first of all, have you ever, you know, done some research to look at who Mayweather's fought? Okay? Sugar Shane Mosley had a more powerful punch than Conor McGregor. Okay? It was very evident from this fight the other night. And when I look at this, there are people saying this was a great fight. This was not a great fight. It was a great fight compared to Pacquiao Mayweather.
That's what you're comparing.
Because that was a dance fest, and that was a waste of money. And even Mayweather's
and that's what
admitted
was
that.
Comparing to.
Yeah, everybody's comparing
when I'm
it to that
Twitter,
fight.
Like, compared to Pacquiao, I'm like, yeah, but that was a terrible fight.
It was a horrible fight. I mean, this was a better fight. Give Conor McGregor a lot of credit. He gave us more of a fight than Canelo Alvarez did against Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. And granted, though, Mayweather is a few years older. He hadn't fought in 714 days. So I give Conor McGregor a lot of mad props because, one, he had never boxed before, all right, and he lasted into the 10th round. It was a very respectable showing. I think there's a combination of him lasting in the 10th round. One, I give McGregor credit for lasting that long. But secondly, Mayweather allowed him to last that long. Okay, Mayweather, I think, could have taken him out in 7th, 8th, 9th round if he really wanted to be super aggressive and go for it. But Mayweather, I think, well, he said it after the fight. I owed the fans a good, entertaining fight. The one thing I'll give McGregor a lot of credit for, or maybe it's not McGregor that gets credit for it, but the fact that this fight was set up, and I give boxing and MMA credit for actually having the guts to have this fight. Of course, there's a lot of money that was going to come into it, so, you know, they're all happy from that standpoint. Yeah. But it forced, this fight forced Mayweather, and Mayweather backed up his words. He said before the fight, it's going to be somewhat of an embarrassment if I don't knock him out. I need to knock him out. I can't just win by decision. I've got to knock him out. I'm going to knock him out. And that's not Mayweather's style. He doesn't go out trying to knock people out. And he did. He did it. And that's what made the fight, to me, entertaining, was, well, some guy knocked out the other guy. And that was Mayweather. He did that. And that made it more entertaining right away compared to Pacquiao and Mayweather. And so when people say this was a great fight, it was a great fight if you thought that Mayweather was going to beat him in the first round. Mm. Then, yeah, you thought it was a great fight. It was a great fight if you're comparing it to Pacquiao and Mayweather. But there are, I can come up with 20 fights within 5 seconds in my mind that are better than that one. And trust me, there's hundreds more that were better than that one on Saturday night. But if you don't watch boxing on a regular basis, if you didn't think it was going to be much of a fight, and you thought it was going to be over early and Mayweather was going to roll, then you think it was a great fight. And I understand why you think that, because it went 10 rounds. It got into the 10th. It lasted longer than you thought. So thus, your expectations were low. And then the fight exceeded your expectations. Thus, it makes it great. That's the way we rationalize in our brain. Like when you go to a movie, I've used this analogy many, many times. When you go into a movie not expecting much, you watch the movie and it's a lot better than you thought it was, you come out going, that was a really good movie. You could go see another movie that's just as good, but is extremely overhyped. And you hear all the experts say, oh, it's award-winning, it's going to be terrific, and you can't wait to go watch that movie. And you go watch it, and it doesn't live up to your expectations. And then you come out what? Disappointed.
Disappointed, yeah.
Disappointed. Even though both movies were still good, there was too much, there's more hype for that. So in this case, there was a lot of hype, but a lot of people thought it was going to be over early. And I'm talking some of the fans, the real boxing and MMA people that follow this thing and follow the careers of both these guys, pretty much knew it's going to go past 3 rounds. There's some people go, oh, it's going to be over in 30 seconds. Come on, man. That wasn't going to happen unless, you know, somebody, you know, tore their ACL trying to throw a punch or something. That's what was going to end early, is on an injury. So let's hear from the guys that participated in this match, because I thought it was fascinating. Was it entertaining? I thought it was somewhat entertaining. The first couple rounds were, I was like, this is Pacquiao and Mayweather all over again. It's the same thing. McGregor threw a few punches, didn't really land anything. Mayweather went to the ropes within the first 20 seconds of the fight, just letting McGregor wear himself out. I mean, Mayweather had a plan from the very beginning. Well, Mayweather, he lost the first 3 rounds. He didn't care.
No.
Didn't matter. It doesn't matter what the scorecard said. I saw a few people whining about the scorecard. It means nothing. It's a complete waste of time. The only way the scorecard matters, and what the judges had on their scorecard, the only way it impacts that fight is if it went to decision. It did not. They do not judge the fight between rounds. They don't do what they do in gymnastics. And after your jump and your vault, 10, 9, 8, 7, and you're going, all right, I need to get a 9.8 on this next vault in order to win the gold medal. You don't get that, all right? You don't get that in boxing, right? The showgirls don't come out and go, judge number one from Italy had it 10-9 McGregor. And the next one comes out, 10-9 Mayweather. No. That's not how they do it. The fighters could care less, especially early on, about who's winning what rounds. The only reason a fighter would really care about who wins what rounds is if they think they have no chance of knocking a guy out and they plan on winning by decision, which McGregor's plan was not to win by decision. He knew he had no chance to win by decision. And Mayweather's plan was to knock McGregor out and not take it to a decision. So whining about the scorecards is just a complete, utter waste of time.
I think most of the people that were doing that were the ones that were upset that they called the TKO.
Yeah, which I'll get to. The TKO has nothing to do with the scorecard.
No, it doesn't.
It has nothing to do with it. The ref made that decision, not the judges.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how it was scored up to that point.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if McGregor dominated the fight. It doesn't matter if Mayweather dominated the fight. It doesn't matter what happened to that point. All that matters is in the 10th round, 105 into the 10th round, the referee said, that's it. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
The judges then are irrelevant.
They are.
At that point in time, they're irrelevant. And to whine about, well, he got the 4th round. Well, he got the 5th round. It doesn't matter. It's silly. It's like a baseball game yesterday between Indians and the Royals, where if the Royals would have scored 13 runs in the 8th inning and won 13-12, and you focus on, well, the Indians were up 12-0, and they scored 3 in the 1st and 9 in the 2nd. Guess what? Royals don't care. The Royals scored 13 in the 8th and won. Nobody cares about that. Come on. The bottom line is the fight was called by the ref. The judges had nothing to do with that. We'll get to the stoppage here in a moment. First, let's hear from Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather says Conor McGregor was solid, and he was. I mean, McGregor held his own. You got to give him credit, which made it a more entertaining fight.
It was solid. You know, I've been on for a couple years, and I'm a lot older now. Remember, I told you guys, I'm not the same Floyd Mayweather I was 21 years ago. I told you guys, I'm not the same Floyd Mayweather I was 2 years ago. But remember, I still have a hell of an IQ, and, you know, I'm still a thinker. So what I did was, I mean, and as far as his punching power, he's solid. I mean, I felt it before, so that's why I kept coming straight ahead. It obviously wasn't the type of power to say I can't come forward, because if it was that type of power, I wouldn't have came forward.
Bingo. I should just let Mayweather do the whole show. Seriously. He's so right. You know, there was this talk, and I know Chad said it on Friday. Well, McGregor, it's the best puncher, most powerful puncher Mayweather's ever seen. I'm like, really? What are you talking? What? Okay, Mayweather just said it. You don't keep coming at a guy if he delivers really, really significant power. You don't keep coming at him. You retreat at some point. And Mayweather retreated on purpose the first few rounds to wear out McGregor. And then once, he saw McGregor start to wear down and get tired. And we all saw it. It was about the 6th round we started to tire. And then he had absolutely nothing left in the 9th and 10th round. I mean, he barely could lift his arms up high enough to get him to his shoulders. McGregor had nothing left.
Yeah.
He had nothing left. And he expended all his energy. And Mayweather played him like a fiddle from that standpoint. There's no question. And so when he sits there and says, hey, man, McGregor's solid. Yeah, I mean, Floyd's seen fighters that have much more powerful punches than McGregor. And it was really a nice compliment for him to say that Conor was solid. He could have said, McGregor doesn't have anything behind his punches. And I think I remember seeing one significant, I don't even know if it's significant, but punch that McGregor landed early that, you know, snapped the head back of Mayweather a little bit. And guess what Mayweather did? He just kept coming. I mean, he's felt those punches before. So if McGregor's this unbelievable, powerful puncher, Mayweather would have been hurt in this fight. And he wasn't. He wasn't ever close to being really hurt. He took one punch there. That's the one I remember in slow-mo. We're like, oh, that was a pretty good shot there by McGregor. McGregor landed 111 punches, but maybe only a few actually were significant enough to, I don't know, slow Mayweather down for a second. Because once he was on the prowl, that thing was over. And Mayweather knew it. So Mayweather did come at McGregor, and he expands upon him coming at McGregor.
I told you guys I'd come straight ahead. So, you know, with coming straight ahead, I was going to take some contact. I could have sat back and just boxed and counterpunched and made it boring. I didn't want to do that. I feel like I owe the fans a last hurrah. So I went out there, and that was the game plan. Me and my dad communicated before we went out there. The whole game plan was to go out there and let him shoot heavy shots from the beginning, take him down the stretch, and do what we do best. And that's what we did tonight.
The longest fight Conor McGregor had in his UFC bouts was 25 minutes, the equivalent of 8 boxing rounds, okay? There's 3 minutes a round in boxing. And in the 9th round, McGregor had absolutely nothing. And then he was lucky to get in the 10th and then had absolutely nothing. It was like the 24, 25-minute mark. He completely ran out of gas. And he was already low on fuel in the 8th round and 9th round. But it was exactly how Mayweather thought it would play out. It went exactly the way he thought. He executed his game plan, and he said he did what he did best.
There's no excuses. He came out here. He fought a hell of a fight, a hell of a stand-up guy, and I went out there and just did what I do best. found a way to trap him and broke him down.
All right, so after all this, Mayweather going to come out of retirement again. He's going to retire. He's going to fight somebody else. What's the plan, Floyd?
You won't see me in the ring no more, so any guy that's calling me out, forget it. I'm okay. You know, I had a great career. I had a tremendous career.
Yeah. You got to turn 50 million reasons why you should just quit now. I mean, we'll get more on Mayweather in a moment. Now, let's go to McGregor's side of things. And like I said, I was impressed McGregor could last that long. I do think it was a combination of him lasting that long and Mayweather allowing him to go a few more rounds. I think Mayweather could have ended it earlier, but you got to give McGregor credit. He tried to land punches. He was aggressive. First round really wasn't aggressive. Second round, a little more aggressive. Third round, I thought he was maybe one of the most aggressive rounds McGregor had in the fight. And you know, one of the things that McGregor, he had a chip on his shoulder, and he represented the UFC and MMA very well. And he said, he talked about his critics.
I was a little bit taken back by the disrespect and the disregard that I was shown. In fairness, Floyd and his team never actually showed that disrespect. It was just the overall, everyone else. And it was almost like a little bit of a jealousy thing, so I kind of just got over it. But the disrespect for my skill set was a little bit, you know, it took me back a little bit, but I always knew that when the fight comes around August 26th, I'm going to show up and I'm going to give a good account of myself. And
he did. He said fatigue was a factor. That's kind of commonly known after watching that.
One of the main things in camp was go from 5 rounds to 12 rounds. That was obviously the main fatigue. And in the spars, with all my sparring partners, when I do the 12 rounds, there was always those middle rounds where I was like, I'd get to say 6, and then I'd be like, I couldn't see the finish line. I'd be like, and I'd like, I couldn't see the finish line. But then when I got through them, I got to like round 10, 11, certainly 11 and 12, I could see, okay, there's only 6 minutes left, and I could dig deep, and then I get that second win.
All right, so the difference in MMA boxing, Connor.
The check is all right. The check's not bad. Very good. But look, I'm going to try and... I've already been raising the MMA check, so don't get it twisted. I'm still going to raise the MMA checks when I go back there. Now, just the whole... It's just a lot more... I don't know. It's very different. It's just a little bit more cleaner or something.
Yeah, it is cleaner. You can't kick anybody. Yeah, it is. And what's the biggest difference between boxing and MMA? It's like the check.
Yeah.
Well, hello. McGregor is going to probably make over $100 million off the thing. But, you know, one thing I liked about McGregor after the fight was, he had fun with it. It was a great opportunity. He knew he had nothing to lose coming into this thing. And he said it was a fun fight.
He's very, very composed, takes his shots very well, bounces shots off himself very well, and hides himself well. You know what I mean? I believe he was hurt a few times, but he keeps his composure. He doesn't show it. So, look, I enjoyed it. I hope you all enjoyed it. It was a fun fight.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it was a fun fight. It wasn't a great fight. It was a decent fight. It at least allowed us to watch. We got to see over 27 minutes of fighting instead of a 91-second meltdown by Michael Spinks against Mike Tyson. We didn't see a complete dance fest like we saw with Pacquiao and Mayweather. So, you know, all in all, I would rate it at 1 out of 10. I would call the fight probably a 6 or a 7 is probably how I'd rank it. I think it was above average based on what I think some people expected, and maybe myself included, because I thought it would end a little bit sooner. And once again, I give McGregor credit for getting that far. But once again, did you see the whole fight?
I actually started watching in round 4.
Well, that's when, that's kind of when things started.
Yeah.
This
I mean, I was following on Twitter until I actually started watching it and could see what everybody was saying about it.
Right. You know, McGregor won the first 3 fights on my scorecard in my head, mainly because Mayweather let him win them. I mean, Mayweather Mayweather didn't even throw any punches. I mean, he just let him have the first couple of rounds. And never once did I think, and I don't think, we were at a boxing watch party at a friend of mine's. We're watching it outside, and there was about 15 of us, and there wasn't one single guy there that thought McGregor was going to win this fight. There was cheering for him, but there was never once a guy going, oh, McGregor's got him. Mayweather's in trouble.
No.
No, there was never that. It never was. There's a few guys going, I didn't think he'd last this long, McGregor. But there wasn't this, oh, I'm shocked that Mayweather hasn't knocked him out in the second round or anything like that. It was pretty much, hey, I hope this fight is entertaining. It lasts a while. And it did. So I never thought that McGregor was going to win this fight. never once did I think he was going to win the fight. And like I said earlier, McGregor never hurt Mayweather. He didn't. He didn't hurt Mayweather. That's why he kept coming in. You know, the other thing, people, anybody wants to whine about the scorecard, you know, McGregor is very fortunate he wasn't deducted a point. He did the rabbit punching, I counted 7 or 8 different times.
Yeah, he was, he got in that MMA mode a few times.
He did.
It's like, he could probably be deducted on all of that.
He could have, easily. And and I think the ref was lenient on that because I think he and everybody else associated with the fight knew it'd be hard for McGregor to eliminate all his tactics and his tendencies. So they allowed that, but that would not, that would have been a penalty in a regular boxing
match.
And
I think some, by the end of it, if there's that many, some, they might have been DQ'd.
He might have been DQ'd.
Not just docked points. I mean, it was 7, 8 times. He might get DQ'd in a normal boxing
match.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't think he should have. I'm just saying, like you say, in a normal one where it's two boxers that don't have those MMA tendencies.
Yeah.
He might be not taking, and not, probably not in a big, high-profile match like that.
No, but he would have probably been deducted a point. Yeah. Yeah, there would have been a penalty for it. And the folks that are arguing about the scorecard, forget that part. Like I talked about the scorecard, people whining about that. Here's the analogy I'm going to give. If you ever watch track and field, watch the mile run. The person that runs out the lead at the very beginning rarely wins the race. There's a reason for that. Mayweather is like a really good long-distance runner, and McGregor was an inexperienced long-distance runner, all right? McGregor's only chance to win this fight was to get out to a big lead and then finish it with a knockout. That was it. That was it. That was the only way it was going to work. As long as Mayweather would be upright, which he was, of course, the whole fight, Mayweather did what a long-distance runner, a good one, does. You don't get rattled because some guy starts running way out in front of you. You got 4 laps to run in the mile. You're not worried that this person is 200 yards ahead of you, 100 yards ahead of you, 50 yards ahead of you. You're not too worried about it. You just go, you smile, and you say, I know what I'm doing. I'll run my pace, and eventually I'll catch up to this person because they're sprinting too hard early in the race, and I'll catch them. And that's exactly what happened here. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's called being smart. Mayweather knew his strengths. McGregor knew his strengths and knew that's the only way he was going to win was to jump out to a big lead and try to knock him out. And it didn't work out for McGregor. So they both did it the right way, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, Mayweather was that long-distance runner that reeled him in and then ran by him very easily and finished well ahead of McGregor at the finish line. You think that's a fair analogy?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. Mayweather is a student of the sport, okay? He's a tactician, he's methodical, he knows his opponent inside and out, and the only difference Saturday for him against other fighters versus McGregor, and I love this part, was that there was pressure on Mayweather to not just win, but to get a knockout, and he did get that. He didn't have to do that with Pacquiao, and he knew it.
Yeah.
He knew it'd be respectable if he beat Pacquiao in a decision, but he knew it would be somewhat of a black eye on boxing if he couldn't knock out Conor McGregor, who had never fought before. The circus, the hype was an all-time high. They said it's a once-in-a-lifetime fight. Yes, so was the total solar eclipse. By the way, the next time we'll see the total solar eclipse is in 7 years. And we will probably more than likely see a huge fight of great magnitude within the next 7 years, which will also be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Okay, yes, it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because McGregor and Mayweather will never fight again. There's been other many once-in-a-lifetime opportunities where fighters have only fought each other once, okay? It's a term that's way overused right now. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and then something's going to pop up in a year, and there's going to be a huge fight. Or 7 years from now, there's the eclipse. I think you get my point on that. Now, let's talk about the stoppage by the official. The stoppage took place with 105 into the 10th round. It wasn't with 105 left. All right, there's 3-minute rounds. So in the first 65 seconds of the 10th round, Mayweather was all over McGregor. All right, it was over. Everybody that had eyes knew it. Could they have let it continue? Yeah, I personally would have liked them to let it go a little longer because I'm like most guys at the watch party, and I'm like most people on social media. I would have liked to have seen somebody hit the canvas, and that would have been fine. But if you think that McGregor was going to come back and win this fight had the ref extended it, you're crazy.
You weren't watching what everybody else was watching.
You were watching a fight on HBO instead of Showtime. Come on, that fight was over.
You wanted so bad to be right that McGregor could hang in.
Yes.
That you think that if the stoppage didn't happen, he had a chance to win it on a scorecard.
Oh, that's insanity.
And it's total insanity.
It is.
I know the guy I'm talking about isn't here to defend himself.
Oh, I know, but it's insanity.
When we had a discussion with Chad on Facebook about it.
Sure.
And I didn't want to be there until 2 o'clock in the morning, so I let some of it go. But
right.
Like I said, he's not here to defend himself.
Oh, I know.
So, no. But the thing was, like, he's talking about how he would have scored the fight.
It doesn't matter.
And then on the other side of it, he talks about boxing purists weren't going to let this happen. And I'm like, so the bottom line is, you're proving what is true right now,
mm-hmm.
is that if the boxing purists, because I didn't see anybody after round three give a round to Conor.
No.
Except for Chad.
Yeah.
based on his scorecard, and then his brother, too, because I saw him comment, too. But I'm like,
I might have gave the fourth round.
And the fourth was close.
Yeah, but every round after that was Mayweather. That's when I started watching.
But from when I started watching in the fourth round until the knockout happened,
mm-hmm.
me personally, I thought Mayweather won every round. Mm-hmm. The fourth was close, without question.
Right.
But think about what we're saying about that.
Uh-huh.
If the fourth is close, those judges aren't giving that to McGregor.
No way.
And they're definitely not giving five to McGregor like they thought.
No.
That's not happening.
No.
So based on what you just said about how they're going to score it compared to what I'm going to score, you know this is over. He won a quarter of the match.
Yes.
And Floyd wins the rest of the – because he's not coming back. He's not doing anything. He can't defend.
McGregor ain't going to win another round.
And I don't care what he says about his second wind in training.
Yeah.
This is Floyd Mayweather here. He can't defend. He couldn't defend.
He couldn't lift his arms up hardly.
I know. His arms couldn't – and he got – and then there was something that Chad said about nothing happened in the last 10 to 15 seconds of significance. I'm like, he almost ended up on the ground in the last 12 seconds.
I swear he was watching HBO. It was on Showtime. The fight was on Showtime.
And Chad's not the only one that was saying that.
Too many though.
Yeah, but there were a few on Twitter that I saw that wanted it so bad.
Yep.
That wanted Conor to have the chance. That thought that he could do it.
You let your heart become your
eyes.
Just
kind of let everything go. That actually happened.
Right.
And I'm not a boxing nut at all.
Right.
This is actually probably the first boxing match I've actually sat and watched for that long.
Mm-hmm.
But just based on what my eyes are telling, because I didn't care who won.
Right.
Well, I mean, I wanted Conor for the same reasons you did.
Right.
But in the end, as far as boxer against boxer, MMA fighter, whatever, I just wanted to see what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I started watching it. But when you look at it, it's like nothing happened in the last 10 to 15 seconds. I'm like, he almost ended up on the ground. Like, he was backing up. Like, he looked like he was drunk. Like, he was going to fall down and then regain.
He was just tired,
regained
Dusty.
Regained for a second.
When you're tired, you just do that. That's the way you act when you're tired.
Yeah.
You almost fall under the ropes. You grab on to Mayweather for dear life, and you wobbly. Like, you're drunk. Yeah, that's what it was. He drank whiskey.
Yeah.
In between the ninth and 10th round, and Conor was drunk. That's why he was wobbly.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And then after that, he gets looped into the ropes.
Yes.
And then gets hit like three more times. And then that's finally when the official's like, okay, it's over.
Listen,
and I'm like, if you didn't see that, then I can't help you.
I understand when it's in regular motion, you don't see as many of the punches that actually happen. And that's true of earlier when McGregor landed a few punches against Mayweather. But they do it in slow-mo. And listen, if you watch the boxing match on Saturday night, there was only one place to watch it, on Showtime, okay? So if you watch that fight and you're saying what those couple people said about, well, Mayweather didn't land a punch the last 15 seconds, you, first of all, weren't watching the right channel. You were watching a different fight. Secondly, if you actually were watching the right channel, if you kept watching instead of, you know, running off to, maybe you went to the bathroom and missed it, they ran the slow-mo of the last 30 seconds of that round, and maybe 15. And Dallas Fuller and I were sitting next to each other and a couple other guys right behind me, and we counted out loud the amount of punches that Mayweather landed to the face and head of Conor McGregor. We counted 9, and we think we missed 1 or 2, and that was in the final 20 to 25 seconds of the match. And also, Conor McGregor didn't throw a single punch the final 60 seconds of the 10th round. For those people that think it should have gone on, which if you need to see somebody knocked unconscious, then yes, I get it. You wanted somebody knocked out and on the canvas. I understand that. I understand that part. I kind of wanted to see that too. But at the end of the day, you don't have to be knocked out on the canvas cold for a fight to be stopped and be called a TKO. If you watch any of the undercard, the fight, two fights before, the guy was getting pummeled, and the only thing that happened to prevent him from getting knocked down was he hung onto the ropes. And the official came in and he called it. He was bleeding all over the place. If your rule is you got to get knocked down or fall to the canvas on a knee, there's people in the boxing ring that will die. There will be boxers that will die because that's the way. I am not going to go down no matter what. Mm-hmm. I will have my brain pummeled in. I don't care. I'll be a vegetable. It doesn't matter. There are some boxers that think that way. The ref is there to protect the fighter. All right, the fighters. And in this case, if it lasts another 30 seconds, McGregor would have been on the canvas. There's no question about that. It was over. I mean, there's no way McGregor's going to last another 155. Now, if you want to argue miracle upon miracles, he does. He's not going to win the round 11 or 12 because of what we just said. The scorecard, first of all, he ain't going to let him. Second of all, if you don't throw a punch at all in the 10th round, how are you going to throw punches in the 11th and 12th? You're miraculously going to be fully energized? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's just insulting. Okay, the bottom line is this. And then somebody said, well, Mayweather kicked McGregor's butt. And then I saw Chad like totally disagree. No, Chad, he did. Mayweather kicked McGregor's you-know-what in the 10th round. Yes, he didn't kick him all over the place the first 8.5, 9 rounds. He doesn't have to. In order to kick somebody's butt, you don't have to do it within the first 30 seconds. Have you ever been to a bar fight? Okay, I've seen bar fights. Listen, they go for a while. It's great, and it's all good, and this is a good fight. And then at the end, one guy starts pummeling the crap out of the other guy, beats the you-know-what out of him, and then you say, nobody beat anybody up there. Nobody kicked anybody's butt. There's no rule that says you got to do it right away. You can be methodical and then kick the living crud out of somebody. And guess what? You beat his you-know-what. You beat his butt. You did. I was like, what? Did you not watch the fight? For crying out loud, I counted, I just told you, my whole group, 9 power punches in the last 20, 25 seconds of the round, and McGregor didn't even try to throw a punch. And if you were listening to the bout as well, there were boxers that were analysts on this thing, okay? And the one guy who actually sparred with Conor McGregor said, I understand people wanted it to continue, but he said, in defense of the official, Conor McGregor didn't attempt to throw a punch. He said, normally, if you're hurt and you're wobbling, but you're still throwing some punches and that you at least have some life in you, they will let it go longer. That's what he said. An actual professional boxer who sparred against Conor McGregor said exactly that. He defended the official. He said, listen, Conor gave the official no reason, none, to let this thing go on. But because you wanted McGregor to win so badly and you want your heart to become your eyes, you don't see the 9 power punches in the last 25 seconds. You don't realize McGregor didn't throw a punch in the 10th round. Come on, man. I mean, it's one thing to really cheer for a guy and want him to win, and I did, but you got to be objective. You've got to be objective. You've got to trust your eyes and see it. And I could see it. It wasn't even hard to see. I could have had one eye like Dick Vitale. No. I could have seen it. It was over. This thing was over. And to be quite honest with you, the people that are whining about the thing getting stopped and that, well, he didn't hit the deck, are Conor McGregor fans. This is actually a favor that the referee did for Conor McGregor, because Conor McGregor can say, and all of his supporters can say, listen, I fought the great Floyd Mayweather and I never did get knocked to the canvas. He is spared that. Yeah. He is spared that. And so that was a good thing, in my opinion. He protected McGregor. McGregor's also got a long career ahead of him in MMA. Are you kidding me? You think Dana White wanted the referee to let Conor McGregor have his brains beat in where he can't fight again in
Dana
UFC?
Dana White, outside of the money that this brings UFC, didn't want McGregor to be out there.
No.
You could tell that in the post-game interview. He's like, I hope none of our other guys come over here. We need to keep him in the octagon, keep him in UFC, keep him in MMA. And you could tell that he was kind of like, I'm glad this is a one-time thing. We're obviously getting a lot of publicity.
Yes.
I am too.
Yes.
And it helps that it's this guy. But you could kind of get that feel that he doesn't want Conor in the ring anymore.
No,
he
they
wants
asked
him in the octagon.
They asked him in the press conference in the middle of the ring after the deal. They had the press conference.
Yeah.
And Dana White, they asked, well, would you recommend or would you like to see Conor continue the box? And
yeah.
he said no.
Exactly.
That's he said no
yeah.
because this served the purpose. This did exactly what the UFC wanted. More on that in a moment. Mayweather tried to bet $400,000 on himself to win the fight in under 9.5 rounds. Guess what? He did that by 25 seconds. He won in under 9.5 rounds. So he would have won another $400,000 if they let him bet it. Not that he needs the money, obviously. Now I want to focus on what the fight meant. Listen, this fight was a win-win for basically everyone. Boxing got its big payday. It got its big event. It got a knockout from Mayweather. So there's not the embarrassment of, oh, McGregor. Mayweather couldn't even knock out McGregor. Mayweather said he'd win by knockout. He did. He looks good. It doesn't matter what round it came in. He delivered on his promise. Keep this in mind. There are a lot of people talking about how McGregor was a huge disadvantage. And he was. There's no question. But you know, Floyd Mayweather, this was not Mayweather in his prime. 40 years young or old. Okay, he had a 2-year layoff between fights. If you don't know, he quit sparring a week earlier than normal because his hands were aching. That's called Father Time, catching up to you. That's why immediately afterwards he said, no, I'm done. And Mayweather was not as fast as he normally was in that fight. He knew it. Mayweather knew it. And I don't think Mayweather would have come out of retirement to fight a real boxer. Unless maybe it was this amount of money, and I don't know if he would have, because he really cherishes his legacy, and he loves the fact he's undefeated. So this is about the only fight I think Mayweather would have come out of retirement for, is against a guy that he knows he can play. And he did. It worked out perfectly. Now, the MMA and the UFC, they're huge winners in this thing, because they can thump their chest and say, hey, we got a guy that hadn't even boxed, started training. And look at this. The MMA guys can fight under boxing rules and get hanged with one of the greatest boxers of all time and make it to the 10th round. So you get credibility for the sport of MMA. You get respect with McGregor lasting a 10th round. And McGregor wins because he lasted longer than a lot of people thought. And, of course, he's a huge winner because he's going to make over $100 million off this fight for his first professional fight.
Yeah.
Not bad. He's going to have a career record in boxing at 0-1, and he's laughing all the way to the bank. Floyd Mayweather is going to make over $250 million once they compute everything. Now, I will say this. The sport of boxing did take a big chance by having this fight. All right? Yes, they're going to make a lot of money, but it did pay off big time. But the analogy I'll use here, it was like a 6A school in high school scheduling a 1A school in a sport, except without all the money, okay? Mm-hmm. Because there's lots to lose. If McGregor comes up with a lucky punch or just a significant legitimate punch and knocks out Mayweather anytime during the fight and wins the fight by knockout, boxing is a joke. Everybody would be saying it today. They'd be
And
there are a few actually saying, well, it is a joke because Mayweather, it took him 10 rounds to finish off McGregor. And like I said, I think he could have finished earlier if he really wanted to. But Mayweather's more worried about his legacy and winning the fight than trying to be overzealous and try to be too aggressive trying to win it in 5, 6, 7 rounds. But there was a lot to lose for boxing if McGregor would have won this fight. The boxing was pretty sure that McGregor wasn't going to win the fight, obviously. Now, I've seen some people, or McGregor fans, of course, and listen, I'm a McGregor fan. Don't get me wrong, I am. And I like him better than Floyd Mayweather, like I said at the very beginning of this whole thing. But as for the argument that now Floyd Mayweather has to get in the octagon, is once again laughable. First of all, I'd love to see it because Mayweather wouldn't laugh.
I wish it would have been that.
I would love to have seen that. I don't think Mayweather lasts a round in the octagon. I really don't. Now maybe he would last a couple of rounds. Maybe he he's going to train differently though. I mean, just like McGregor had to train differently in boxing, Mayweather's going to train differently. But Pretty Boy Mayweather would never agree to that. And second of all, it's almost like some of these McGregor fans act like there was a home and home agreement between the two. There was never that. In fact, if you don't understand, let's go back to history here. 2015. I'd love to see Conor McGregor in the octagon with Floyd Mayweather, but it was Conor McGregor that challenged Mayweather to a fight in 2015. He said, "I like a piece of Mayweather," which, give McGregor credit, that got the ball rolling for this super event that made them both a ton of money. Did you ever hear Floyd Mayweather say, "Yeah, and I'll come back in the octagon and I'll take you down"? That's only fair.
No.
Floyd never seeked out Conor. Conor seeked out Mayweather. Floyd didn't have to have Conor at the time. Conor needed Floyd more than Floyd needed Conor. But at the end of the whole thing, in order to make all the money, they needed each other.
Yeah.
And they were the perfect partnership. So it worked out great because the ball got rolling because of Conor's mouth. And then Floyd Mayweather eventually said, "Okay, it's going to be a huge payday. I can't resist. Plus, come on, man, I'm not going to lose to a guy that's never fought before." And they both make $100 million, $250 million. There was no home-and-home series agreement. So as much as you think that Floyd now, only fair that he goes in the octagon, no. Floyd never approached Conor and said, "Hey, let's have a boxing match." That was all Conor. And then it was the UFC, and eventually it got to happen. So here's another analogy for you. Conor McGregor should thank Floyd Mayweather much like Dr. Phil thanks Oprah. Okay? Because without Mayweather, McGregor isn't close to the celebrity he is now. And Floyd should thank McGregor for kickstarting the whole idea to make him $250 million richer. They needed each other at the end to make all that money. But this is bigger for McGregor's career than it is for Mayweather. Because McGregor's in his prime at 29. Now, this helps the UFC and MMA. More people are going to watch McGregor's next bout, I guarantee you.
Well, yeah.
McGregor's going to make more money. All the MMA fighters are going to make probably some more money, especially if they fight McGregor. So this is I think it's a bigger win, personally, for the UFC and the MMA and Conor McGregor than it is for Mayweather and boxing. But everybody wins. Would you agree?
Yeah. Definitely. The only thing I would disagree on your analogy with Dr. Phil is McGregor's at the top of his sport already.
Yeah, right.
And so Dr. Phil wasn't.
My point was that Dr. Phil was going to make money.
Exactly.
He just makes a lot more with Oprah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But McGregor, I understand what you're saying. McGregor's a guy that people that watch UFC and are MMA fans know exactly who he is. They know a lot about him. He's that guy.
But outside of MMA scopes, he's not known as well.
Talking about now is people that saw this boxing match are going to be like, "I like the grit and toughness that this guy showed. I'm gonna go see what he does in the octagon."
Yep.
The people that don't watch Ultimate Fighting, that don't watch MMA, they're going to be like, "Oh, I want to see what he's all about in his element."
Exactly.
And so that's going to bring him there. Everybody knows what Floyd's about in his element.
Sure.
They've had 50 chances to know that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And but they haven't watched Conor do his thing in the octagon. So that's, I agree 100% with you on that.
A couple of things real quick before we move on. There were issues with cable providers for this pay-per-view fight. This is how Mayweather is so locked in. He knew before the fight exactly where the outages were. I mean, he is a master promoter. Floyd Mayweather is a master promoter. I mean, these guys delayed the fight so that boxing fans eventually could get the pay-per-view because some were not getting it because of some technical issues. They had to reboot servers and everything because there was a huge demand for it. Having said all that, I forgot what was the name of the place that the fight was at, but it was in Vegas. The actual place, wasn't MGM Grand, but whatever it was, maybe it was. Anyway, it was not sold out. It was not at capacity, by the way. That was not sold out. Of course, they're probably asking for too much money, but usually that big a fight, it'll be completely sold out. But the pay-per-view buys were out of this world, of course. That's why they're going to make a lot of money. But Mayweather knew all that. He knew exactly what states the outages were in. Did you hear that afterwards? I mean, he knew this as he's preparing for a fight. He's thinking business.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's thinking business and not totally focused on the fight tells you that this wasn't much of a fight. I mean, it wasn't that close. You can go to the scorecard all you want. Also, I love the Corona girls in the press conferences. They're standing there for like an hour. Dana White did like a 30-minute presser, then Mayweather, and these same two girls are standing up there without a bottle of water. I felt so sorry for them.
Not even a Corona to enjoy water.
No, yeah. They flick their hair once or twice. I'm like, man, it must be a rough job that they got, although they must have got tired just standing there after a while. So the fight's over. When's the next huge fight? I don't know. Doesn't look like Mayweather's going to be a part of that anymore. It won't be McGregor either. I don't think he'll come back in the boxing. He did what he needed to do. There are some people saying, see, McGregor hung with Mayweather, so now he can compete in the boxing circuit. I disagree, because first of all, he did fight McGregor, who's past his prime at 40. McGregor had a two-year layoff. If he had to fight a legitimate, like a young contender right now, McGregor would get pummeled, in my opinion. Although he'd have more time to train, McGregor would. The other thing, too, is, you know, if it was Mayweather versus McGregor in their prime, you know, come on, this probably wouldn't last as long as it did. But I will say, in fairness to Conor McGregor, I think this will help him, obviously, when he goes back to MMA, in regards to the way to box, to make him a better MMA fighter. You know, I heard all this talk about how powerful McGregor's punches were, and somebody told me, well, McGregor knocked out six of his last seven guys in UFC and knocked them out cold, and so he's got a powerful punch. And that's all true. Those are facts. But also what's true is that when you're defending, and use common sense on this one, when you're fighting an MMA, you've got to defend from your toes to your head, which makes you more vulnerable to getting knocked out in the face by a punch. Whereas in boxing, you have to worry about your belt to your head. You don't have to worry about a leg kick. You don't have to worry about the tire iron shot at the back of the knee that disables you, and then you get pummeled in the face and get knocked out. It's a completely different sport, okay? So it is a lot harder to knock somebody out, no matter how powerful you think you are. It's a lot harder to knock somebody out in a boxing match with those rules than it is in MMA. Does that make sense?
No, well, yeah.
I mean, it's just common sense, logic.
I can kick a guy in the head and knock him out.
Yeah, right. I mean, you got to worry about leg kicking and holds and submissions and choke holds. And in boxing, you don't have to worry about any of that. And even the rabbit punching, Mayweather dealt with it.